Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
The clean version. Hi, I'm Lyric Lamora with Spiritual Shock. We're going to try to keep it clean, okay? So let's start over. All right, here we go. Have you ever seen on Have you ever seen on social media what a handicapped person... Well, the handicapped person is looking at the person with their two legs and wishing they can walk. And then the person that's walking. Oh, actually, I think it's the person that's walking. Hey, maybe that's why I had to restart too. Actually, I think the person that's walking is looking at the people catching the bus. Because maybe he's walking, but he can't afford to ride the bus. That's the part I missed. Oh, okay. I had to start over so I can add that part in. Okay. But yeah, have you ever seen that part where the person is walking, then they looking at the people catch the bus? Because that's what happened. And then the bus people is looking at the people that's riding the bike because they wish they didn't have to catch the bike. Bus. They wish they can ride the bike and get to their destination. But if the destination is far, I would rather ride the bus. But but anyway, and then the person that's riding the bike is looking like, oh, I wish I had the car. And the moral of the story is be grateful for what you do have. Okay. That's why this podcast episode is called Ungrateful Ass, with your ungrateful ass, okay? Ungrateful ass, and then wonder why you walking around here mad because you are an ungrateful mother. Oh, God, I said I wasn't going to cuss. But anyway. Be thankful for what you do have, girl. You blessed. You blessed, okay? That's the thing. That's why I always tell my friends, girl, you the stuff we have, and get to enjoy, a lot of people don't get to have and enjoy. We tend to forget that everybody ain't enjoying the luxuries that we don't think are luxuries, okay? Like, even America, to be in America and, you know, to do certain stuff and to be able to, like, we really don't enjoy our luxuries because we don't see them as luxuries. We just like, well, this is just the way life should be. No, it's a blessing because if this is the way life should be, there will be no homeless people. Hello, okay? Okay, if this is the way life should be, everybody will be rolling in a brand new car, but it ain't, okay? But people ain't, okay? If that's the way life should be, then everybody will have new clothes, okay? But it ain't, okay? Let's just be real about it, okay? And a lot of things people don't be grateful for. So what I was talking about is with my friends and stuff, like, I don't judge people by clothes and all that stuff. I never have. Clothes and stuff is not a big deal to me. What I do, because we all gonna be judgmental. Don't be trying to act like you ain't judgmental. Everybody judging something, honey, okay? And if you say you ain't judging, you's a liar, okay? Okay? So what I judge off of is mentality and how you think and how you maneuver in this world is what I judge off of, okay? Okay? And how connected and in tune and aligned you are is what I judge off of now. And you try not to judge so much on that as you become aligned, because when you align, you're not really judgmental in a way, although people will see you as judgmental because you're pointing out what they can change, but you're not really judging. You're really just trying to make their life better. But anyway, okay, because your life's good, you want their life to be good, okay? So, you know, yeah, instead of, you know, judging people and all that stuff like that, I don't judge people like that. So when my friends and stuff is talking about people's clothes and all that stuff, I'd be like, you don't know what they doing. And like, even when they say you can get you a brand new car and all that stuff, girl, I don't want no new car, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be more open and realize that life can be a blessing. See, even I gotta work. That's why I be trying to tell people, you ain't special. We all gotta do it. I gotta do it too. Even the most greatest, wonderful spiritual teacher that you love and like, they gotta do it too. We all got work to do. Okay? That's why you shouldn't be worried about nobody else, because there's always some work to be done, okay, on yourself, okay? So, you know, and I was just thinking about it, like, I should be more open to car payments and all that stuff, because I could be messing up my blessings of having a new car, you know, and just paying. But, you know, I just don't like car payments. Okay. And it's just like, nah, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I just keep my car. Whether it, you know, if it don't have AC and heat, well, I just going to have to burn up to death. And they do have very hot weather out here. I'm just going to have to freeze to death because I have another goal in mind. See, and that's what I was saying. A lot of times people be talking about shit. That's why you can't talk about what people have and stuff, because you don't know what's really going on. Because, like, one of the examples is, you don't know why this person is dressed like this or why they look like that. They could be going through a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, at our job, we know everybody's getting paid, start at a certain amount, and then it goes up from there. So sometimes when I'm around people, you know, they'll end up saying, like, we make this certain amount of money. Why do they not have new clothes? Or why are they dressed like that? Or why do they look like that? And I always have to be the one, like, why are you judging them? Like, you don't know what's going on in their household. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of, sometimes the people they talk about, it's just like, they own a home. I actually talked to that person. They own a home. They're worried about paying off their home because that is a good investment. Okay? So they worry about paying off their home instead of worrying about some freaking clothes and shoes and being name brand. You know what I'm saying? Or this person, because everybody has their thing. Even though cars are not great investments and everything, but some, let's just be honest. Some people love brand new cars. Cars is not a thing for me. As you can see, not clothes is not too much a thing. All I care about is it cute? Do I think it's cute? Okay. I can tell you what I think about when I go shopping. I can care less about name brand and everything. I can shop in discount stores and regular stores, go to the clearance section. I don't care, girl. As long as I think it's cute, because I can get, I don't care about what you think it is. Okay. As long as I think it's cute and I can put it together, it's popping. I'ma buy it. Okay. We don't, and most of the stuff I have, well, pretty much everything I have ain't name brand at all. Okay. I ain't got a lot of Kit Kat because, you know, out here is a store called Follis. I was shopping Follis. I sure will. And I would shop at Burlington Co. Factory, Ross or whatever. But I really don't like Ross and all that stuff. I'm gonna be really honest, because it's just very like thrift story to me, and that's why I don't like thrift stores, because they put everything together and you gotta search through and find it. Me personally, I don't have time for all that. So I pretend to stay away from them stores. Okay. But like, you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how people, like the people you talking about, your savings account may have $20 in it, and the person that you think look toe up and ain't got nothing, girl, they account probably got $500,000 in it, okay? $1 million just sitting there chilling. So be careful, okay? How you judging people. That's why I don't judge people by the way they look and education. I don't care about anything like that, because like I said before, it's some people that's uneducated, they got millions and billions of dollars, okay? Because their mindset was right when it came to money. That's why I care about mindset, okay? That's why I care about, how you talking and how you moving in your life, okay? That's what I'm looking at. I can give a damn if you cussing and you're smoking weed and doing all that stuff, because there's some people that have great, wonderful mindsets and they smoke weed, okay? And I don't smoke weed, but hey, I got a great mindset and I like a little edible every now and then, okay? So that's why you can't judge people, okay? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you judge people off their mindset, how they, girl, you react to stupid stuff. Now that's the stuff. Okay, like, you need to move. Oh, you racist, you got to go. Okay. You homophobic. Bye. Okay. Okay. Oh, your life is good. You got a good mindset. You mostly positive. You mostly happy. I like it. What's your name? See, and y'all just people. Oh, look, they got some money. I want them to be my friend. Okay, that's why everybody looking for sugar daddies and sugar mamas and sugar babies and mindset on the wrong thing, girl. But I understand it. I listen to them. I listen to what you're saying. I understand the term. Like, I understand it. But, girl, that ain't what I'm looking for. Okay. I can care less about all that. Okay. Because if your mindset ain't right, you ain't right. Okay. I don't know when y'all gonna get that. But your ungrateful ass. That's what it's called. So, unfortunately, I said I ain't gonna cuss, but the title is Ungrateful Ass. So, so ass is gonna be our go to word. Okay. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Ungrateful. Okay, you got legs and complaining. Okay, you got arms and complaining. Okay, you ever talking about I can't find no job? Well, get up. Okay, and look for one instead of complaining. Okay, so talking about I can't never have nothing in life. What are you doing to get something in life? Okay, why you complaining? Okay, complaining ain't gonna get you nothing but more complaining. Okay. The very thing you don't want in your life is going to show up and keep showing up as you keep complaining about it. That's called law of attraction. Okay. That's called manifestation. Okay. Got a car and complaining. Okay. Got a car and complaining. It's people wish they had a car. Okay. got a roof over your head and complaining. It's people wishing they had a roof over their head, okay? And complaining, ungrateful ass, okay? That's why I be trying to remind y'all, sometimes you just need to say thank you out the blue, okay? Sometimes you just need to sit there and be like, I'm thankful for everything I have. I know I be talking about what I don't like a lot, but... Because that's how it's going to start off. You're going to be complaining about what you don't like a lot. When you start working on your mindset, you'll realize how much you're complaining instead of being grateful. So you'll be like, dang, I got to take a minute and just think about what I do have, okay? Because we tend to think that is a luxury, okay? It is countries that live in, like, mud shacks and stuff. They don't have no televisions and stuff like that. It's people right here in America that live in tents and stuff, okay? It is people right here in America living in cardboard boxes and shit. It is people in America, okay, sleeping under bridges and stuff. And here you go. Here you go with your car, your apartment, clothes to wear. It may not be what you want, but just clothes you can wear, okay? Clothes you can wear. Okay, a little bit of food. You might not have much food in your apartment or your house or whatever, but you got something. And here you go with water to drink. It's some people that gotta go to a well. Okay, gotta walk they ass. Okay, to a well that ain't even close to them. Okay, put this bucket on their head or whatever. Okay, just to get some water. And here you go to a faucet. Hear me, ungrateful ass, okay? And here you go, going to a faucet and just, just water coming out abundantly, girl. Unless you didn't pay your water bill, okay? They might turn it off, and then if you hood, like the hood I really live in, then if you know how to turn it back on, you might turn it back on. Ungrateful ass, okay? If you hood, you might not have no electricity, but you might use your neighbor's electricity because y'all cool. And you got to use a stitching cord. That even is a privilege. You better be thankful. Hallelujah. You better be thankful. You got a neighbor that said, girl, go and plug this stitching cord over here. And you can just go use my electricity since you ain't got no electricity. That is a blessing that you have somebody that's willing to do that. Okay. See, ungrateful ass. See, people see you because you get to experience it every day. Your ungrateful ass is ungrateful. That is still a privilege, okay? Because just like I said, it's people that can't pay their water bills and they ain't got no water, okay? There's some people that can't pay their electricity bill and they ain't got no electricity. And here your ass go, okay? Flipping on lights here, there, and everywhere, okay? And then want to complain about how horrible life is. Girl, you know what? That's what I'm looking at. Look at your ungrateful ass. Ungrateful ass. Bye. Y'all worried about how people dress and look at how much money they get. I'm worried about, girl, you always ungrateful. We can never be friends because you too ungrateful. You don't know how to say thank you for nothing. Okay? Just be thankful you breathing. Okay? You breathing in and out. It is people on oxygen tanks and stuff right now. And here your ass go. And then got the audacity. Oh my God. I go over to somebody and say, oh my God. Breathing is just so. Okay, go to somebody on an oxygen tank. Okay, girl. And you just start breathing. And complaining. If I couldn't breathe, I'd be mad at your ungrateful ass too. Here I am on the oxygen tank, you running and walking and just breathing just fine. And got the audacity. Got the audacity. Yeah. Ungrateful ass. That's why it's called ungrateful ass. Ungrateful ass. Okay. Don't get it twisted. We all get ungrateful a little bit here and there, but you better realize what you got, okay? You better realize what you got, okay? Here you is watching TV and stuff, complain. Oh, this TV's so little. It's so small. It's people that ain't even got TVs, okay? Here you go complaining. Trust me, I'm talking about myself too, girl, because sometimes I complain too. It's a natural human thing, but you just don't want to be complaining so much that you become an ungrateful ass, okay? Okay, I complained about my job and stuff too, but then I gotta look at the good. Well, thank you, I'm able to pay my bills because of them, and it ain't like I'm struggling, okay? It ain't like I'm making minimum wage. It's people making minimum wage, and your ass is making more than minimum wage. It's all right to complain, but then you become an ungrateful ass. Don't become an ungrateful ass, okay? Because I like to put disclaimers on here because I don't want to act like, you know, everything, like, you know, like, oh, it's just perfect, you know. You just say thank you all the time because that's impossible, okay? I just want to say be grateful and thankful, okay? Because you don't want to become an ungrateful ass, okay? Because ungrateful asses have ungrateful lives, and ungrateful lives is not good, okay? Trust me, I see it every day, okay? Okay? So while you complaining, don't forget, like I taught the people on my at my job when I did my presentation, you want to begin with the negative, but always try your best to end it on a positive, okay? Yeah, like, this job, it's getting on my nerves, okay? But I'm not, but look, I'm thankful. I'm not making minimum wage. I'm thankful for whatever the income you're making hourly or yearly. Like, I'm thankful I'm making this because some people ain't even making this, okay? Like, I don't like that I live in an apartment. I would rather own a home because I know this is a bad investment. But I'm thankful I still got a roof over my head. See how I complained and not becoming a grateful ass by saying, you know, I live in this apartment. It's a bad investment. It really is. But I got to work on this, this, and that to own a home. And one day I'm going to own a home. And I, you know, but I'm grateful that right now I'm able to have a roof over my head. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm grateful right now that I do have clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. It may not be Gucci or Louis Vuitton, but it's still some clothes. It's still a shirt. Gucci and Louis Vuitton, it still ain't nothing but some shoes and a shirt. Okay? You thought you was doing something special. See, that's how they get you. They make you believe in the name, but it's still just a shirt, honey. Okay? Still just some shoes, honey. Okay? Okay, it's still shoes. Whether they put a Nike check on it or not, it's still shoes, okay? That's what I be trying to teach y'all. Still a car, okay? Okay, it still got four wheels and the engine and the transmission, okay, and all that stuff. Still a car, girl. It may be a Mercedes, but guess what? It's still a car. Ungrateful ass, okay? Y'all tend to forget real quick, okay? Y'all act like everybody just cell phones and stuff is just, oh, girl, this is just how it's supposed to be. It's a luxury, okay? So, ungrateful ass. You think everybody got smartphones in this world? No, they don't. Hell, not everybody got a smartphone in America, okay? So, it's a luxury. It's a blessing, okay? You think everybody got TVs and stuff? No. You think everybody's streaming? No. Even though a lot of people may be, but no. Some people can't afford cable or internet. Okay? It's a blessing. Okay? Ungrateful ass. Then you want to sit here and complain about how horrible and frustrating life is while you sitting on your comfy couch. Watching TV on Netflix. Yeah. Your sister. Sometimes I gotta get people together, okay? Trust me. And don't feel bad. Sometimes my friends get me together when I'm complaining too much. Like, you was complaining a lot today. Okay? And they're like, oh, I am? Well, shit. Dang. See, I said I was gonna cuss, but it's already called ungrateful ass. It is what it is. Going with the flow, as I always do. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Ungrateful ass. I like, oh, I am? And guess what I gotta do? I ain't no better and no different than everybody else. I gotta start from the ground up like everybody is. Man, I am complaining too much, huh? You know what's good about my life? That I'm breathing. I tell y'all this all the time because I really do this shit. I'm breathing. I'm healthy. You know, got a little weight, but bitch, I'm still living, okay? And I'm eating. That's what you get for eating. Some motherfuckers can't even eat, okay? Okay? That's a blessing. I'm just telling you what I do, okay? Shit, sometimes I complain too much too, bitch. It's natural, bitch. But I know how to be grateful and thankful for, you know, you can complain. That's why I say it's all right to complain, but just don't become an ungrateful ass, okay? That's gonna be my saying for when I can cuss. Just don't become an ungrateful ass, okay? sitting on your comfortable couch, laying in your bed, complaining. I don't care. I don't give a fuck if your bed is on the floor. Okay? If you got your bed spring and your bed on, ask people that don't even got, they sleeping on the floor. Hello? They don't even have no cover to put underneath them or on top of them. Hello? And you complaining. Oh, I got a bed, but girl, you know, the box springs and stuff on the floor and everybody talk about me because the box springs and stuff is on the floor. I was trying not to cuss this vulgar, but it's already called ungrateful ass. Fuck them, okay? At the end of the day, fuck, I'm on an airbed and people make fun of me because of my airbed. If that's what you can afford, bitch, that's what you can afford. At least you got something to lay on, okay? That's what the fuck wrong with y'all. Y'all listening to everybody. See, this is all. This is how you know this is the answer to life. Y'all always looking at everybody else. Hello. That's the problem to everything in life, because I always end up right back here, okay? Y'all always looking at everybody else, and then you becoming a grateful ass. Look at what they got. Oh, and look at that. Oh, and look. Oh, look. Girl. Stop. Okay? What do you already have? Okay? It's a luxury. Just because you get to just experience it every day all the time, don't make it not a blessing or a luxury or a miracle. Okay? That's something I had to learn. That is a miracle. It is a, y'all don't never think about this. It is a miracle that you can put internet in a modem and then it just turns wirelessly and you can connect multiple devices to it. Like who? Like, when the world first started, nobody wasn't thinking about that. we don't realize miracles that happens in our life every day. But this is something that I learned lately. I'm going to say about a year. Well, I learned that, oh my God, we be requesting miracles, but miracles actually happen all the time. Have you ever thought about, like, how all these channels is going through this cable box? Like, like, that's a miracle that you can watch all these channels. And it's a miracle that you can just stream. You can download an app and watch all these shows and stuff. Like, y'all don't even know y'all miracles when you see them. So, I mean, it's not surprising you don't know that what you think is just natural is a privilege and a blessing. But anyway... Like, it's a miracle. A lot of this stuff is miracles. Technology is a miracle. It's a miracle that you can jump in an automobile and it takes you from one destination to another. It is a miracle that you can get in an airplane. It can fly in the sky and get you to a destination more than half the time of you driving somewhere. Like, that's a miracle. I mean, because think about it. Who was thinking about flying? Okay. Who was thinking about airplanes and getting in the car? Guess what we was doing? We was walking, okay? We was walking everywhere, okay? And then somebody's like, ooh, a horse. It's a miracle that you can train a horse and get on a horse and ride it, that horse to another destination, okay? That's a miracle, because the only thing you could do as a human being is crawl and walk and talk, okay? All this other stuff that you created as a human being is what's miracles, okay? We create miracles that become blessings for others. Hello. Come through, spirit. Okay. All right. Come through, spirit. The spirit came through on that one. Okay. Because when we create miracles that becomes blessings for others. Can't tell me ain't aligning in tune with the spirit. The spirit came through with that one. Okay. So anyway, so you got to remember that's a blessing. Okay. It's a privilege. That's the reason why when people create stuff and then, you know, you're trying to live in this world, it becomes a business and it becomes money oriented and everything, because it's also a privilege. Blessings, this is a privilege when you want this material stuff. It costs. Okay. It costs. Okay, so that's a privilege. That's the reason why I say it's really a privilege. It's also a blessing, because everybody ain't gonna have no TV. Everybody ain't gonna have cable. Everybody ain't got electricity and all that stuff. So it's a privilege and a blessing. Okay, now your real blessings, if you want to get down to the really nitty gritty, is what I was talking about first. You're breathing. Okay, you went through hell and back and you're still here. That's a blessing. Okay. Your heart's still beating, that blood is still pumping. Even though you mad, angry, and upset, you still alive, okay? Even though it seemed like you going through the worstest thing you ever went through in your whole entire life, you still breathing, still alive. So that means you can make it through it. Okay, that's a blessing. Okay, and then when you get to the other side, what we tend to do is not look back and be like, "Ooh, thank you." Okay, a lot of Christians and stuff do that. That's why they say, "Thank you, Jesus," and all that stuff. And people be like, "Oh, you know, all that stuff. That's being grateful and all that stuff." But you know, you made it through. Okay. That's the real blessing. You a human being. Girl, I didn't never think I would get over that heartbreaker. I didn't never think I would ever not, you know, be able to pay my bills or something anymore. But then you get there. Okay? That's a blessing. You, your fingers. Okay? These are what called blessings because, you know, that's a blessing. Your feet, your toes. Okay? Okay, being healthy is a blessing. There's just a lot of people that ain't healthy. And then the people that ain't healthy, guess what? It's a blessing that you're making it through and that you're willing to fight through it. Death is an illness. It's just going to happen, okay? Death is just going to happen. That's just something that's going to happen no matter how much we try to fight it, okay? It's just going to happen. You're not meant to be in this human body forever, okay? That's not what the spirit came here to do. It's too unlimited. And it's too unlimited for this limited body and this limited experience, okay? So forget about it. I know everybody want to be in the fountain forever. Some people want to live forever. You're not supposed to live forever in this body, honey, okay? You're not supposed to, okay? Nothing unlimited is going to live in one thing. That's why energy always changes and never stays the same because it can't be the same forever, okay? It's impossible. Forget about it. Death is going to happen. So sometimes you may feel like, oh my God, but my parent died and they died of cancer and everything. Did your parent live? Did your parent fight? Did your parent breathe? Did your parent teach you? Did your parent love? Did your parent be your parent? Okay. Did this person live? And we all get caught up on how they live. It ain't how they lived. They lived. Okay. They had the experience. The experience, even though sometimes it don't feel like a blessing, and I can agree with you, sometimes it don't, but it's still a blessing, okay? That's what you need to understand, because there's some people that, you know, wanted to live here, and they didn't, and there's some babies that died in their parents' arms, or in their parents' stomach, and they wanted their baby, okay? And then they had to find the blessing in that, okay? Something that a lot of people don't even have to experience. And here you go with your ungrateful ass. It is people that have lost babies. It's even people that had abortions and stuff and they still feel bad about it. And then they got to find the blessing even in that. Like, yeah, like, it, I mean, it was messed up, but I wasn't ready for a kid. I couldn't do it. Or I got raped and that's not the child I wanted. Okay? They still had to find their way through that. And you think you better or special? Let me tell you something, you ain't. Okay? We all gotta do it. Okay? With your ungrateful ass. Okay? But no, for real. I'm gonna end it now. But yeah, be thankful, honey. Because the same thing you complaining about is the same thing somebody else be wanting and needing in their life, girl. What they say, another man's trash is another man's treasure. Because that thing that you don't even think is a blessing no more. It may not be a blessing for your life no more, but it might be a blessing for somebody else. Hello. All right. But yeah, the spirit came through on that one. I like that. Okay. We create miracles so it can be a blessing for others. Hallelujah. I love that. Anyway, I am Lyric Lamore with Spiritual Shock. 2 times a week. Okay. 2 times a week, baby. Anyway. See you Wednesday or Saturday. I don't know when this is going to get posted. Wednesday or Saturday, okay? It is what it is. Love ya. Bye. And stop being an ungrateful ass. Bye.